Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. On one occasion, Jesus went into the temple at Jerusalem and found the Jewish leaders conducting business as if the temple were a marketplace. Jesus could not and would not endure such behavior. He threw the men out of the temple, overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them who sold doves, and said unto them, "It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." Matthew 21:12-13. Christ's words about the temple's being a house of prayer come from Isaiah 56:7. And his words about someone's making his house a den of thieves comes from Jeremiah 7:11. The occasion on which God spoke of making his house a den of thieves or a den of robbers found the Israelites committing grievous sins, theft, murder, adultery, swearing falsely, burning incense to Baal, and walking after other gods whom they had not known, that is, gods with whom they had not experienced a covenant relationship. In spite of their violations of God's law, the Israelites came and stood before God in the temple which was called by God's name and said very brazenly, "We are delivered to do all these things." Jeremiah 7:9-10. The Jews were insisting that God's love and grace would take care of them regardless of their ungodly attitudes and actions. Does such teaching sound rather modern to you? The Jews were deceiving themselves if they believed they could engage in such abominable behavior without the Lord's taking note and punishing them. So the Lord said, "Is this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, says the Lord." Jeremiah 7:11. If the temple in Jerusalem was called by the Lord's name, does that mean he was in control of what occurred in that temple? Were not the Jews free to offer whatever sacrifices they desired and to perform whatever rites met their needs? Surely the grace of God would not make any stringent requirements of the worship of the Jewish people. My friends, if you know anything at all about the Old Covenant, you know God gave specific instructions which he expected the Israelites to observe. If they failed to comply with his wishes and commands, they were punished for their rebellion. Maybe den of thieves would not be the appropriate term to use of some religious groups today. Maybe den of entertainment would be a more correct title for today's churches, including some churches of Christ. Can you imagine a church whose leaders decide on their own what shall be included in our worship to God? What they do may be entertaining and uplifting to those who attend. But what is God's part in the worship? Should we not do exactly what he says in order to have his approval? Oh, I know that many modern traditional services are considered boring. Could it be that the ones who are bored need to re-examine their beliefs, priorities, and practices? Were some of the Jews of the Old Covenant bored with their ritualistic services? Probably. But they had no authority to add to take from, or to substitute for what God had provided. Is not the church of our Lord also restricted by the teaching of the New Testament? Paul wrote, "Whatsoever you do in word and in deed, do all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks unto God and the Father by him." Colossians 3:17. God would punish his people for their rebellion. "Go now unto my place which is in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people." Jeremiah 7:12. We cannot disobey God without having to pay the consequences. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.